It's now time for a very fifth gear edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to just hit that drift and just drive on by. I'm Corey. I'm joined by, let's see, what car would you drive? I'm joined by
the rubber man himself.
The man who, the what? The rubber man?
Yeah, because you said fifth gear.
Right, but like, rubber could mean like so many other things.
No. Rubber means rubber man because you said fifth gear. You need to redo this intro because you just confuse a lot of One Piece fans.
Wait, what? What does rubber have to do with One Piece?
No, how do you not?
I'm sorry. What?
How do you not? Jesus Christ!
I've never seen an episode.
You are the biggest loser in the room. One Piece starring Luffy, Monkey D. Luffy, the Rubber Man himself, just went fifth gear. And it's the biggest transformation in anime history, next to the original Super Saiyan.
We're talking about like the live action on Netflix, right?
What are you talking about? No, he's not.
That was a joke.
He's not fifth gear.
That was
yet.
A joke.
What are you talking about? That only goes up to like the
R
line.
You know, somebody
this
just
is ridiculous. I'm off.
Somebody just freaked out.
I'm off the podcast.
Somebody just freaked
this
out.
Is last
I
one.
Feel like you would drive a Dodge Charger. No, not a Dodge Challenger. I feel like you would drive.
I liked
the man who
the
drives a Dodge Challenger.
Challenger. A lot.
Basher.
I was a big fan of the Challenger. My favorite car in that series was the Bentley GT, actually. Good day, sirs.
Okay. Okay. I can respect that. I can respect that. We are here to talk about Forza Motorsport. Not on the original Xbox, but the brand new from Turn 10 Studios, the reboot, as some would call it. What do you call a car reboot? The retread of Forza Motorsport. But before that, did you know that right now you could pull out your phone, you could type in the number 574-651-9256, you could send us a text message about what you think about Forza Motorsport. Maybe you love the Bentley, maybe you love Aston Martin, maybe you love the Ford GT, whatever. You can let us know what you think about Forza Motorsport. 574-651-9256. Here are the details for Forza Motorsport. Race over 500 real-world cars, including modern cars, and more than 100 new cars to Forza Motorsport. Make every lap count across 20 living environments with fan-favorite locations and multiple track layouts to master, each featuring live on-track scoring, full dynamic time of day with weather, and unique driving conditions that ensure no two laps ever look or play the same. This is available on Xbox Series X and S as well as PC. It does have Xbox cross-platform multiplayer as well as cross-progression. You're going to get you've got many different modes for this one. On Xbox Series X, you get a performance mode, which is a 4K 60. You get a performance with ray tracing mode, which is around about 1492p, I've read. But you get specifically on-track ray traced reflections. Or you can do a quality mode, which is 30 frames with a locked, I don't say locked 4K, but much closer to 4K with ray tracing and other bells and whistles there. Xbox Series S, you get a 1080p 60. That is it, I believe. And on PC, your results may vary. We'll talk about the PC port. It seems to be a little rough, but you can seem to stronghold your way out of it. It does also feature Dolby Atmos and spatial sound natively. So if you're one of those people, go for that. I am. Actually sounds fantastic. So, Forza Motorsport. Let's talk about it. Just realized I never had Craig in here, so let's not screw this up.
Oh, no. Okay, now I guess let me wash my screen here for a second. Okay, now we're recording. All
right.
Luckily,
I did all the talking right there, and you might screw up, but we know I never do.
So. You can also just re-record that intro correctly because people think you're talking about One Piece still. Forza, what can you say about Forza? I will say,
I guess to get like a little brief history, like I have literally played every Forza game. Have you? Like, I know you're not really I don't want to say you're not a racing person, but you're not a Forza person,
so,
from what I remember.
So here's the thing.
If I remember correctly.
Let's start from the beginning. It was 1986. No, PlayStation fanboy here. I loved my Gran Turismo. Loved it. And I think looking back on it, part of what I loved about it, not just the racing, not just the tuning, not just the unlocking the cars, not just the pretending to drive the cars, these real world cars. One thing I appreciate, I think, looking back on it now, is how these games came out kind of as flagship titles on a newer console each time it came out, for the most part. So like there was that kind of jump in quality overall, but especially like visually. And it got to a point for me where Gran Turismo just kind of hit a wall where I'm just like, okay,
it hit the brakes.
You can also hit walls in the game. I mean,
I'll be here all week.
So I overall was already kind of weaning myself off of the GT, the Gran Turismo, the real strict racing game type of feel. And that's exactly around the time Xbox says, here's Forza. I'm like, you couldn't pick worse timing, but Forza was freaking great. Like the first one I really, really enjoyed. The second one came out, still enjoyed it. And then they kept releasing these kind of quickly, I feel like, or at least to a point where I couldn't see the difference, a huge difference from one to the next. And then I just completely fell off of it. So I really wanted to go into Forza kind of wanting to relive or get that love of this type of racer back. And my initial impression was no, just no. And it came from their presentation. Tell me how you feel about how the game opens up. Because I wanted this game to open up with racing, and it really opens up with a whole lot of talking.
Right. I actually have a pretty similar upbringing, whatever you want to call it, with racing games. Like, I kind of went the opposite way of, like, maybe it was age or, you know, whatever it was. But, like, I played the original Gran Turismo, but I didn't get it then. Forza 2 was the game that, like, I got it. Like, that was the game. And I think a lot of people had Forza 2 on the 360 because for a long time it came with Marvel Ultimate Alliance as well as the Forza 2. And I worked at a game store at that time, so I cannot tell you how many times that disc was traded in, and I just, quote, borrowed it. So that being said, like, Forza 2 was my onboarding of the franchise. And then Forza 3 was where it took off for me. Forza 3 had the jump in quality, but it also had like the jump in progression. And that is where Forza clicked for me, in that it was a combination of, like, I enjoyed cars, and I used to be a burnout person. Like, and what's funny is, so now good. I was like, I hate burnout. So like, I just good. Can't stand it. I don't know. And I don't know why. Yeah. Burnout, like, I played
good stuff.
Four. What was it? Three, whatever the one on 360 was. Like, I played all of them, but the one that was on 360, not Paradise, the one before that, I played the crap out of it, but now I can't stand it. But I went into Forza hard with Forza 3 and 4. And then with Forza 5, which was a launch title for Xbox One, I went pretty hard on that one. But like, 4 was definitely where I similarly was like, okay, like, I'm still having fun, but it just, every Gran Turismo felt like a leap in some capacity to an extent. Like, I don't think GT Sport was relatively great,
right?
I don't think GT7's relatively great.
Yep.
But like, up until that point, like, I felt like every time I was buying it, I wasn't just getting the same package. I wasn't getting the Madden every year. And then Forza started to kind of drift into that territory. I picked up, I think it was Forza 6 because it came out around the time that the 1X came out. And so I was like, got to have the car game, right? And Forza still looks phenomenal. But yeah, so similar to you, like, I went into Forza Motorsport, and I don't want to say I believed the hype, but I believed what they were selling of that this is the rebrand of Forza. And the initial like 30 minutes, first 30 minutes, I kind of wanted to like chuck my controller because it would not shut up. Like I'm not kidding. It would not shut up. It would not let me do anything without explaining it to me in stupid detail of like, hey, go here. Now press this. Now we're going to do this. Great job. I'm like, dude, is this Nick Jr.? like, what are we doing? And so it's not fair to judge it based on that first 30 minutes.
I agree, right.
But the reason for me saying all that is I think this game is good. I would say that this game's even great. However, for people like you and I, and I think a lot of people out there, I think they're going to bounce off this one because it is not this revolution that they promised. And it's almost, I almost feel bad for them because of that, honestly, because it's a very good game. Like it's very solid. I still enjoy playing it, but for me, and I think for probably you and probably a lot of people, the magic of Forza was that its onboarding process of getting you into enjoying cars, enjoying racing cars, enjoying what cars can be, not just vehicles, but, you know, there's a history there. There's art there. And for whatever reason, from Forza 2 to 5 to 2 to 6, whatever, is like each one was kind of like a look into cars, but also you got a little bit better with each one. But then by the time Forza 7 rolls around and now we're at Forza 8/Motorsport, it's like, okay, like I'm ready for what's next. And what's next is like, what if we went back to like Forza 1 and 2 and we taught you how to play Forza again? And I'm like, I already know how to play Forza. So this is doing nothing for me at all. And that was kind of my first initial like 2 or 3 hours with it.
It's such a frustrating feeling to play a game, especially on Game Pass on the Microsoft console, because they finally give me a really good game, but then it's like, I don't like it. or not that I don't like it, but rather I don't want to complete it. I don't want to put 100 hours into it. And for some reason, that's the second thing that kind of put me off. Cause when I started racing, I'm like, okay, this feels good again. Like I can do this. Just like I can get back into this. And however, I got to the title screen after the first few practice races, and it's like I have to unlock all of this stuff. Like like all of this stuff, and like okay, let me just buy the car. Like because there's certain cars I like in this game. I'm that broke and it costs that much. So I have to play this many races. Now I'm doing more math than racing because I don't want to race D-class cars for an hour just to get enough credits to get to the A-class cars. It's like, I feel like you learn the wrong lesson with these racing games because I just want to race. I don't want to have to race to unlock a thing. I want to race the cars that I want to race. And
the garage concept is very strange to me. I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure there's someone out there, but like, is there anybody playing Forza that's like, dude, I've got 250 cars? And I'm like, I've never once bragged about my garage in Forza. Like I feel like everybody has like 10 cars that they really like. And they drive those 10 cars.
What's the point of unlocking all the cars? I don't get it. Like, this is not a Forza specific problem. I felt the same way in GT. There's so many menus. Like, and by the way, the menu system is ugly. The UI is terrible. Yeah, like, it's some of the worst. And it's, and again, not Forza specific, because the same thing with GT, the last GT, I don't know what to do on that main menu. It's the same thing here.
That campus menu of GT is like, I absolutely hate it. Like, this isn't much better, but at least it's functional. And not that the map layout in GT isn't functional, but it just, it makes it difficult to sort of navigate, like, just like, I just want to play, you know, like I just want to like do the thing. And sometimes it's just like, dude, what am I doing? Like, I'm not playing Final Fantasy. Like, just give me a menu, dude. Like, I don't, that's fucking weird.
No, it's exactly that. I'm not playing Final Fantasy, but I feel like, just like in Final Fantasy, you can't just skip to the fourth or fifth boss and like get to the story. You have to grind your way there. It's the same thing with this, with Forza. The second you see that screen, well, speaking for myself, the second I saw that main menu, I'm like, oh, all I saw was hours of my life saying, this is what, spent here just to get this. And what even is this? And to that point, I really don't know what the remedy is for that, because they can't just make this game and say, here's all the things, you know, like, here's every track, here's every car.
They did, though. Like, they did with Forza 7. Like, Forza, maybe it was 6. Forgive me, I'm sorry. I'm a little rusty on my Forza. But, like, that was kind of what they did for either Forza 6 or 7. It was like, okay, here, like, they just threw money and cars at you in those games. Like, they just threw them at you, and you had those, and then you just raced. And it, like, and so it's not a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. It's more of just like, they're not finding how do you make progression in a realistic simulator fun? And I don't hate it in Forza Motorsport / Forza 8. I think you can do both. And I think that's probably the answer, is like, you can do both, but the problem is how do you design that? And I don't know if there's a great answer for that. But for me, I actually really like, I think it was Forza 4, but it was, again, like, it was like pieces of history of like, hey, like, in this circuit, we're going to talk about, you know, this famous race, and then you're going to race some cars from that race. Like, that's cool. And it's like, okay, this one's going to be about Ford. Like, you're going to race some different Ford cars, and then you're going to race some Hondas. And it's like, that's cool. Like, I'm kind of like dipping in and out of history of cars. Like, I'm learning something. And it's like, but at the same time, I understand there's people who use, like, dude, I just want to, I want to take the Aston Martin, and I want to go 200 miles an hour around this track. And it's like, okay, so how do you make all that work together? And I don't envy them, because that's an extremely hard thing to do, but this ain't it either. Like, this is just not it. And so I don't know that appealing to everyone is going to work, but also appealing to the super hardcore is going to work either. So it's a terrible problem to have, and I don't envy them, but it's kind of sticks its rear head out here, or just rears its head in here.
I mean, I like to go by the, sometimes when I can't put my finger on, I like to go by the eye test or someone else's eye test. So I have my friend over here, and she loves cars. She doesn't know a lot about cars, but she tries to know a bunch of stuff. She knows way more than me. So she booted up Forza, and without me even asking her, she just was going through the Xbox. She's like, I'm gonna play this Forza game. And she spent a good amount of time just kind of in that what do you call it? The garage section where you can kind of pop the trunk, open the doors and stuff. She's really getting into it. She
Forza Vista.
Yeah. She loved that part of it. She's like, that's cool. You could do this, that. She's looking at all these cars. And then she wanted to go race. She's like, how do I start a race? I'm like, I don't know. Like, first of all, I just don't know. Like, like you need to find like where the main menu is. So after literally after like 5-7 minutes, she finds out where the menu is and how to just start a race. And then she's like, where are the cars? And I'm like, in the garage? You have to buy them. Like, you have no money, you're broke. I'm like, yeah, so good luck with that. So she finds out you can rent the cars apparently for free and kind of race around with them, but you don't collect credits or XP. And that's the other thing too. You collect XP per car, I feel like. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's a new thing too, that they were trying to give people more progression, because it used to be by brand. It used to be if you drive Fords, you'll up your Ford level, basically. But now it is every single car is its own treadmill, basically.
I get where they were going with this. It's that Call of Duty, ching, 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 like every single thing you do, ching, right. ching, 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 like I get it. It just doesn't work for me here. And I think it's because with something like a Call of Duty, I don't need there's not a one gun that I need to have. There's not a one gun that I want to have per se. I can literally just load up any custom or already created kit and then just meet you online and start shooting people, you know? Whereas Forza, like, they really want you to love the car, and you do love, end up loving the car, then the car you want is out of reach and you have to do the grind to get there. And therefore, I can't just jump online and race with you with the car that I want to race with unless I'm renting the car, in which case I'm not getting the XP or the credits for it. And it's like, so what's the point? It's a lot of running in place, I felt like, immediately. It's one of those games that presents itself in a way where if you play a lot of games, if you've played a lot of like racing games specifically, you just take one look and you go, I don't want to. It's like you see the Matrix. It's like, I don't want to do this. Like it's right. good, but I just don't want to do all of that to get to this.
But where I draw issues with myself in this game is that, like, in a hypothetical scenario where it's like, okay, I have played so much Forza now. Like, I have played a lot of Forza, especially if you include Horizon as well. It's like, dude, I have put more time into Forza than most people should. It's, again, it comes back to what I said of just like, I just don't know what Forza has to offer me anymore. It's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I can buy the new Aston Martin, or I can buy the new Ford Mustang, or I can buy the new Lotus. You know, it's like, I have my go-to cars, and I'm just, so am I going to do that again? Like, I could go and try to find new cars, but like, I've done that already. You know, like, I found the stuff that I like, and it's, you're not giving me anything new to do with the cars. And that might sound stupid, right? It's like, your cars, you race them. But it's like, I'm not, again, like, you've spent literally 7 games teaching me how to love cars and how to drive cars and how to tune cars and how to do these things. What's next? And there's nothing. Like, there's literally nothing new. And it's like, okay, like, I guess I could go online. Now, like, all that being said, this game plays phenomenally. Like,
yes, I agree. Absolutely.
The on road, like, the new physics, the way, like, even on a controller still, it's like, man, like, this feels awesome. Feels good. It looks great. Like, it's like, you know, the nighttime racing, like, if you've got a nice OLED TV or even a nice mini LED TV, you know, a decent TV, like, the way that the colors pop and the HDR, like, it looks amazing. It drives amazing. It sounds way better than it used to. Like, it just, the package of getting there is just weird. And so it's this really annoying thing where I'm like, dude, I want to play more of this game. But at the same time, like, I want to do something else, which is a weird ask. But it's just like, they just haven't figured that part out of it. But the thing is, like, I really don't think I'm alone here. I think a lot of people feel this way about not just this, but also Gran Turismo. It's just like, yep, here we go. Here's another one. And I'm not mad at it. And it's not a bad game, but I can't look at it and I guess I just don't know. Because then, to do the Call of Duty thing that, you know, of like, well, why can you do it with Call of Duty? I played every Call of Duty since Call of Duty 2 every single year. And I'm still going to do that. And it's maps, right? It's maps. It's new guns. It's new stuff. And I don't ever buy skins. I don't buy any of that stuff. But it's the maps. It's the rotations. It's the new progression. It, you know, whatever little things that they tweak here and there is what keeps me coming back. And here, I don't know what you can tweak to do that. But this ain't it. Again, like, this isn't it. And it's frustrating because, spoiler alert, I'm still going to say you should play this game because it's a phenomenal game. But I can't sit here and say that I had a fantastic time with it. And that's a very weird thing for me as a fan of this franchise. And it's not disappointing. It's just kind of like, okay. Like,
no,
this is what we did.
Yeah. I completely understand what you're saying because I think I felt this way more than you and I think faster than you because I just felt like the racing simulator has a very small ceiling. Like it's like I joke about like vroom, all you do is vroom vroom and hold R, but there is a lot there. There's a lot of meat on the bones. There's a lot you can do. There's so much cool things you can do with the tuning and all that and the customization, all that and all that fun stuff. But it's nothing brand new. It's the same thing you've always been doing. Like it's and if you ever got into the minutiae of it, you're not going to tune that car any differently than you already done before the last 6-7 times already. It just
well theoretically, if it's realistic, you shouldn't, right?
Right, you found the tuning,
right? Like you found the thing that works for you. So, like, it's the simulator part that seems to be the problem here. But also, like, if as I'm sitting here thinking out loud, I think so. When you look at the new stuff, is the one of the new things is the on track? Like, I don't know what to call it other than AI, but like it scores you basically. It's like every section has its own little score, and it's a 1 to 10 score. You can get like a and there's decimals in there, and it's like, hey, you took this section, you got a 8.6, or you took this section, you got a 10. But like whenever you take a corner, let's say you take it too hard or you hit another car or something, it pops up on the top. It's like calculating. And then like it decides in real time, like, should you be penalized for this or not? And that's an interesting take. But where I'm struggling is it's also like, that's great. It's like, hey, you got a 7.6 on this. And I'm just kind of like, okay, but why? Like, what did I do wrong there? And then other times, like, I've gotten a 10, and I don't get 10s that often, but I get, like, 9.6 or 8.8. And I'm like, okay, so, like, what do I do? And then, like, one time I passed a guy, and, like, I clipped him a little bit, and it's, like, penalized. And I'm just like, I don't think that was my fault. So that's great that you're giving me this feedback, but I can't do anything with it. Like, you're not teaching me how to play the game. And, again, it's weird because – for so long, you've taught me how to play, but now I sit here and think about it. Like, this game has never once told me how to pass a car. How do you pass a car? Can anybody tell me how to pass a car correctly? Because anytime I try to take over, they seem to just be a dick about it and try to hit me or close the line. I'm like, that makes sense, but then I get penalized. So, like, I'm clearly doing something wrong, but that's, what am I doing wrong?
That's the other thing about the AI, too, and again, this is not... I keep saying it's not just Forza. That's the thing about the AI too, is because when you try to overtake a car, like I don't think the AI cares that you're trying to overtake the car. Like there's too many times right. You're taking that inside corner and they're just driving along that line like you're not there. So you end up hitting right. them, they end up hitting you. It honestly takes me out of the game because I'm like, so you're not a human being, but you're not like racing with me in mind because you see me taking its inside corner.
Right.
Anybody else would just be like, all right, he's in there, so let's back off. But they just keep racing like you're not there.
Yeah, but then there's other times like that. That was what the Drivatar system was supposed to solve, right? Like that was supposed to be these will act more like humans. And I think Drivatars, while it did improve the AI, it never was, yo, I'm racing against a human. It was like, now the cars say your friend's gamer tag names. And it's like, that's cool. It's like, you know, back when 360 and was hopping and you had 50 friends, it's like, that's kind of neat. Like, I can see Chris. I can see Basher. I can see Randy. Like, I can see my friends. And it's kind of like a, you know, like, oh, yeah, I just passed Randy. You know, like, that's unique. But it's in terms of actual progression of AI, like you said, it just doesn't, I don't think it's like early GT, like GT3, like the cars literally would just like, they were like glued to the road.
Yeah.
You know, they did not ever move. And it's not that bad, but definitely, like you said, it's not, I would say it's not realistic because I don't know if that's true or not, because again, you haven't taught me how, like, I know how to actually pass people. Like, the thing is that passing cars in racing is actually a very long and sort of, not seductive. What's the word I want? You know, it's a mind game. Like you have to study the other person and you have to find the line. Like you have to drive. You have to do well, but you can't do that here because who's racing for 600 laps, you know? Like, so it's how do you solve that problem? And again, like that's, is it okay to use that as a slight against the game because it's not doing what I think it should be doing when I'm not the designer? But all I know is that I feel like I've played this before, and while I'm still enjoying it, I don't have that quote drive to keep playing it. And I think that is its biggest flaw here, is that it's kind of just another one of these, even though it's really good. It's just one of these.
And as much as I hate to say it, like, and again, I make the joke a lot, but to see a new Forza come in and it be good and just me actually feel the joke that I've been saying is a bit disappointing. And I don't know how, I don't know how they fix it. Cause it, racing again, or it's a racing simulator. What are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? Like, it's the same tracks, the same cars.
You know what the answer is? The answer is Forza Horizon.
Right. That's the best thing you can do. And you up the arcadiness of it. You up the social parts of it. I mean, which they tried to do that, but it doesn't feel like, again, it's like you said, seeing Darth Nakana on my screen doesn't make me feel like I'm racing you. Like it didn't do anything to pull your information in besides your gamer tags. So who cares? I don't know. I'm with you, man. Like, I was hoping you would talk me into it more, honestly, because you're the Forza guy. I was already on my way out of the door with this stuff.
What I'll say is, I'm still playing this game, and part of the problem is that it's releasing at a time. Like, we just had Spider-Man 2, we've got Alan Wake 2, we've got Call of Duty next week. Super Mario Wonder, like, we're coming to this game a little bit late, but it, you know, because unfortunately 2 weeks after it comes out is late now, right? But there's a lot of other stuff going on, and I still want to play it because I think that the improvements on track are worth playing the game for, but not enough to suck me into just like the Forza loop of just like, God, I gotta keep playing this game, you know? Like, I've been there, and it's weird because it almost feels like, again, it goes back to that original Forza and Forza 2 that were so good. It's like, yo, we're going to teach you how to play this game, and we're going to teach you why cars are awesome. And it's like they're trying to do that again, but it's like we're already here. Like, your audience has grown up, and it's like you haven't grown up with it. And that's a really tough problem to have, and that's a really tough problem to solve. And I don't even know if you can. So it's rough, but again, it's a phenomenal game though. Like, it's absolutely great. And the PC port's a little rough. Like, did you try on PC or you only doing console?
I did both. The PC port for me ran fairly well.
Yeah, it ran relatively well for me. You've got a more powerful rig than mine. And I was able to crank the settings and to get it to a place to where it was hovering around like 60 to 80 frames. I didn't do ray tracing or anything like that, but I did bump the resolution, all that. And it looks great. Like, it looks really good. And if you've got the system to run it, it's great. But what I did notice is, like, there's like weird, if you change any setting at all, you change audio, you change video, you change anything, it produces a noticeable judder like every 15 seconds. If you reboot the game, it's totally fine. Like, but if you do any changes of any system settings, it's just like it can't quite get there. And it's like there's a lot of weird quirks like that. Like, every once in a while, there's one track in particular, I don't know the name. It's one of the fictional ones. Like, for whatever reason, I take this one turn when it started to like render in trees and stuff in the background, or maybe it was the time of day or something. It just frame spike, and it would smooth itself out, and then I'm good to go, you know? And it's, I don't know if that's, I'm not being aggressive enough with the DRS, like, is my CPU hitting a bottleneck? I don't know. I don't have a low-end machine, but I definitely don't, you know, it's a 3060 Ti and a 12700, so, like, it's a good machine. I'm not, it's not a 4090, but I feel like that stuff shouldn't be happening. And that's, I think that's probably on the port, right? Like, that's probably the stuff that they'll iron out and they'll get better with optimization. But at the same time, that stuff shouldn't have made it through Q&A. But it's not, you know, it's not catastrophic or anything like that. Also, I say this with a little bit of respect, but not a ton. Don't put a 30 frames mode in this game. Are you insane?
Who is that for exactly?
Like, yeah, I don't, like, who's playing Forza? It's like, oh, dude, I play at 30 frames. Like, I don't want to be that guy. But it's, if you tell me that you play Forza Motorsport at 30 frames, I'm going to look at you weird. Sorry, I'm going to. So the on-track ray tracing is not worth it. Play in performance mode. That's what I'll say.
I mean, we're going to pass this game. Like clearly. Because it's not a bad game. It's probably the best thing Microsoft has put out in, I'd say, 13 years. What is something you think you would do to make Forza Motorsport work better? Like more just more fun? Because I was thinking about it. Again, like, because the game's not bad, clearly. It's very well made, a lot of polish, but I just don't want to play it.
Yeah, I think for me, it's a combination of, you've got to make the racing. First off, I understand the qualifying thing. And believe it or not, you can skip the qualifying. They make it very hard to, though, and it's hidden in a couple menus. I don't think that adds anything. Remove that. Remove that from the campaign aspect. Just let me race the races, okay? If you want to do that online, go for it. But I feel like you can be both a simulator and be unrealistic in terms of how you simulate, if that makes sense. Like, let me do stuff with the cars. Let me go to tracks. Let me have fun with the cars and present the cars in a way that It's just more fun, and that's a very bad answer. But you've done it before. There was something the way that you did it in Forza 3 and 4. It's just like, I felt like anytime I was taking a new car out, I was getting a new experience with it. And here, it's like, oh, your experience is you're making the number go up. You're making, okay, you're driving this Lotus Elise now. Okay, this Lotus Elise is at number one. Okay, now you're driving your Ford Mustang. This is at level 6. Now you're going to drive your Aston Martin. That's at level 12. And it's like, that adds nothing for me. That adds absolutely nothing in the fun factor of it, other than making the numbers go up, which I think a lot of us are over. You know, it's, let me have fun with the cars. And I think you can do that, but I don't know how, I guess.
No, same here. It was an on-the-spot question because I generally miss the love of the racing game. At this point, the simulators, I think I can do without. They don't do anything for me at this point.
Yeah, like if I'm gonna pick a simulator, I'm still gonna go to Forza. Like I know there's a war between GT and Forza. Like, which is better? It's like, well, GT's at the Olympics. It's like, who cares? I don't like GT's. You know, whatever. Like, it's just like, I don't. Fine. Like, if you're that into cars, you're playing iRacing anyway. Like, let's be honest, because that's the Forza Motorsport and GT class of simulator is not a high end simulator. It's just I know that's going to, that phrase upsets a lot of people, but it's true. Like, the people that are super into racing games, they're not playing these, but you're not trying to appeal to that crowd anyway. It's like, again, the problem is the solution to this problem is Forza Horizon. That is the real thing. But I feel like there could be a middle ground somewhere in there that is simulation and fun. And I finding that is going to be extremely difficult, and maybe it doesn't exist, but I think that's where it could be. Because I think Forza's now, again, has found itself in the spot of you were really good at the thing you did for a long time, but now when it's time to evolve, I think there's no road, you know, there's nowhere to go. So.
Yeah, I'm with you. I recommend the game for everyone to download and try, but I don't think anyone's going to get too far into really
getting I'll say is like if you've never been into a Forza game, this is a great place to start. Like it's not going to do anything, you know, not that there's lore, but you know, like it's very good at teaching you how to play the game. And that's great. But I just think that that amount of people is just very low. I think at this point, you know, it's well saturated. Like if you're going to be into racing games, now's the time. Like I can't see anybody that's been into video games or, you know, someone that plays Call of Duty and Fortnite finally be like, yeah, I'm going to give that Forza a shot. I just don't see it. Like if you've wanted to play Forza, you've played it by now, right?
Right. You played it multiple times, maybe by not. The way.
Right. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. But like if that customer is there, if that person is there, this is the game for you. And not that people that have played Forza can't have a great time with it. I just feel like if you're like me where you really like racing games, but they're not like – if I had to list my top genres, it's not in the top three. That doesn't mean I don't really like them, but there's other games I would rather play in different genres. Like I'm going to pick Alan Wake 2 over Forza 10 out of 10 times. It's just – that's just how it is. So, but all right, that was the longest praise but also bashing of a game I think we've ever done. So
necessary because that, like I almost said don't play it, but I'm like, nah, you can't say that. It still is very good.
No, it's quality, and it's also very clear that they're building a platform this time, which is what everyone's doing, right? Like nothing's, you know, we're building the platform for XYZ. So the foundation is great, the engine is great, the on track is really good. So I'm hoping that they get there. You know, maybe it's weekly events. You know, maybe that's what it is. Like, there's got to be a way to get people excited to hop into Forza for a couple hours a week. There's got to be a way to do it. I just don't know what that is. So I hope they find it, though. Like, I want them to find it. So, but all right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. You can rate us on your favorite iPass. You can rate us on your favorite podcast service of your choice, Apple iTunes. The iTunes still around? Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you want. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. GPopFans@gmail.com, 574-651-9256 is the phone number. You can call, leave a voicemail, or a text message. We are quickly approaching the end of the year, so we're going to play some video games. And believe it or not, we're going to start thinking about our Game of the Year podcast. So we got some stuff in the works too that we're going to try to expand the show a little bit. So, to all six of you out there, be aware, be aware that things are coming.
That's like a threat. Bad, jeez.
Yeah. Right. Well, maybe it's a threat of a good time. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with some games, I guess.
Good day, sirs.